Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your closing bell for August 5th, 2024. And all I got to say is, ouch, what a day. We saw the Dow Jones, NASDAQ, and the S&P 500 all off 3% across the board. You can see that right through there. What's really going on? Okay, so, well, let's let CNBC answer this to us because I just popped up a couple hours ago. Here are all the reasons why Monday's such a train wreck. And the number one reason is right through here. Worried about the economy and seemingly slow-footed response from the Fed. Well, the Federal Reserve just met last week and said, job market's fine, the economy's going good, so no problems that we're seeing right here. And then the jobs numbers come out on Friday, and the markets turned south on Friday, and they continue to go south today. Well, the good news behind all this is Federal Chairman, well, he's not the Fed Chairman, but he sits on the board or the Federal Reserve in Chicago, and he said, well, if the economy's deteriorating, don't worry, the Fed will fix it. So what are they going to do? Most likely, they're going to reduce their rates. But I did want to show you one key point that I found over the weekend. Friday's drop in the S&P, the NASDAQ, and the Dow Jones, they had all plummeted, and then it just kind of stopped. And I was like, man, that stopped all of a sudden. What happened? Or what was the trigger point to stop it? Well, it was kind of interesting because if you take a deep dive into I just went on here and I pulled the S&P 500. Look at this little, I guess this chart right here. It's kind of intriguing. Right through here, what I did is I put in, a lot of economists, when they're analyzing things, they put in moving averages. So I put in what's a 50-day, 100-day, and a 200-day moving average of, in this case, it's this S&P 500. And then when I'm analyzing this, I go across here and I'm like, man, Friday stopped right at the 100-day moving average. I mean, right on the button. Well, then when you analyze it, so did the NASDAQ. And so did the Dow Jones. Okay, so with these usually they'll trigger or they'll put in place is kind of floors and ceilings that we're going to see throughout a trading day or sessions. So the hope was that we would hit this bottom or the moving averages and bounce off it. Well, we blew right through it and we continue to drop down. So the next tier of where the S&P can go down to is right through here. So what I wanted to just explain to you is when you start hearing moving averages and things like that, this is some things that economists look at to see where the next floor and the next ceiling. That's just an educational tool that I can provide you there. So let's get over to the bond market. The bond market is actually coming back a little bit nice right now. We had it, the opening bell, bonds were actually up about 10 basis points and then they just plummeted from there. And they've been buying back some time the rest of the day. But there was an interview just posted just a little bit ago. What I try to do is pick these videos down through here and figure out which one would be most informative to you. So what I did is there was a banking interview right through here. And this gentleman is going to talk about banking, the banking systems, the spread. He's also going to tell you about the spread between the 10-year treasury and mortgage rates. And I found that intriguing because I talk about it all the time, but I usually don't hear mainstream media talking about it. So check out this interview. Pretty intriguing, giving the health of the banking system and where rates should go. And then after this, I'm going to put it into context of where the markets should go from here, maybe go from here, and what my expectations are on mortgage rates. So take it away with the interview and we'll be right back.
Turning positive for the first time in 2 years is welcome news and will help spur commercial and mortgage loan activity. Joining us is Brent Beardall. He's the president and CEO of WaFed Bank. Steve Leisman is here with us as well. Brent, welcome to you. Listen, please, from someone who's on the front lines, how does this change the outlook? Because I did notice that the banks, they're not down worse than the market today. And I take that as a sign that this is different. You know, in the financial crisis days, not to always go back to that, but you'd see financials down 10% in a 4% market sell-off. Not today.
What she was talking about briefly is remember back in 2006, 7, 8, 9 when everything just imploded. The banking system was under huge pressure. Remember we saw Silicon Valley Bank last year and everybody's like, oh, this is going to be the bad news for banking. Well, she was saying that there's a huge market sell-off today, but the banking systems, the ETFs or the basket of banking stocks isn't doing so bad. So she asked the question, why? If everything is so bad, why aren't bank stocks crashing? So that was one of his key points that he wanted to put in here. So let's get back to it.
Yeah, no, it is very different. And they are dramatic shifts that we're witnessing. The great news for banks is this is not credit related. Credit remains incredibly strong. Liquidity is high. Capital is high. And as you just pointed out, what the good news is, even though the Fed has yet to move, you've already got this dramatic shift in terms of long-term rates with the 10-year down, 100 basis points in the last 90 days. And think about what that does for consumers in terms of borrowing on their mortgages. As your last guest just pointed out, mortgage rates today, 6.25% or so. And I do think that they're going to trend down. What very few people are talking about is the spread on mortgages over 10 years.
Uh-huh.
Traditionally, that's been about 200 basis points. Today, it's about 240 basis points. And I would expect that to come in, which is great news for consumers.
That's what Steve has been waiting to hear.
Been talking about that for a while. But, Brent, I don't understand what you're doing here, because isn't your phone ringing off the hook with people wanting to refi their loans today? I mean,
if you need to take a call.
Favor. What?
No, that's absolutely true. And the great news is banks are open. I've spoken to a few of my colleagues in mid-sized banks, and we are not seeing any deterioration in credit quality. Credit quality is strong, and banks are open for business, and we are ready to lend and help hopefully prevent what looks to be a potential recession.
Let me ask you, though, more seriously about the psychology of a move like this. Do people come in today and say, boom, I got a lower rate today? Or does it cause some people to say, hey, let me wait to see how far this can go?
It's some of both, but it's more people that have been waiting on the fence, and they've been waiting for a pretty dramatic move, and now they've gotten that. You know, houses that weren't affordable before suddenly are more affordable than they were. So I think you'll see a pretty dramatic increase in terms of purchases.
We just spoke with a trio of regional banks maybe last week. The days are so, you know, getting so long now, but they were all sanguine about the economy. We were talking to one in California, one in Houston, one in Pennsylvania, and they did not have any. And okay, maybe it's a small sample size, but I'm hearing your comments as well. And I think if banks are a leading indicator of problems to come, I think you'd be telling me, listen, loan demand is down. You know, there's going to be storm clouds gathering and so forth. Not picking up on that.
No, not at all. We see the economy as strong. We see this as good news for our clients and borrowers. Their cost of financing is going down. And Kelly, you've heard me talk about it before. I believe the fear in commercial real estate is overblown. So many people are talking about this so-called, you know, maturity wall of payments for commercial real estate. Think what this change in rates has done for that. It's made that much more affordable and will soften the blow in commercial real estate.
Brent, I just want to be really clear about what you're saying. You're saying that at the lowest income levels of your borrowers, the lowest credit scores, you have not seen an increase in delinquencies or a worrisome increase?
We have not to this point. Now, we have what I believe is very high credit quality to begin with. But the reality is the consumers are being very proactive in terms of managing their credit.
I want to make a comment, Kelly,
yeah.
And maybe you or Brent want to comment on this. We seem to be going into this, whatever this is, with pretty good balance sheets on the corporate side and on the consumer side. Now, tomorrow we're going to get the consumer delinquency data from the New York Fed, which is going to be very closely followed. But there's always been this question, have we risen back to the pre-pandemic level, or are we going through that level? And we'll be looking for that tomorrow. What Brent is saying is very interesting news in addition to the conversation.
Because the data, Brent, is all over the place. There are some surveys that say delinquencies among certain income cohorts are rising. Walmart has been telling us the consumer is choosier. We have blow-ups like at Helen of Troy or different, you know, companies that are caught wrong-footed by what's going on here. And you sometimes think if it weren't for the AI revolution, you know, the economy and the markets would have retrenched a lot more than they actually have over the past 18 months. So all of us are struggling to describe the kind of cycle that we're in. I don't know how you would describe it.
Yeah, I know it is a unique situation, right? But if you step back and you take the big picture perspective, we just hit an all-time high in terms of the equity markets. And now we're down maybe 10%. That's a correction, and that happens with markets. That's normal. And we already have the markets moving in terms of anticipation of rates, and that will benefit the consumers that we're most worried about.
It was right there in a nutshell. He's like, the financials are strong. Now, only time's going to tell. A lot of people are going to say, oh, these banks are terrible shape or whatever. Only time's going to tell. But it's this gloomy, huge gloom that's overriding, you know, overseeing this, all the markets. I think we're going to be okay, folks. So that's my take on it right through there. Here's what he was talking about. Remember the spread? He said the spread's normally historically 200 basis points. Well, right now the 10-year Treasury yield is 3.77. So that means mortgage rates should be 5.77. Where are they? 6.34. So we have still about 0.75% to come out of these rates because of the risk adjustments and things like that. So I just wanted to give you the silver lining behind a completely dismal day that we saw in Wall Street. So if you're out there and you've been kicking the tires around saying, okay, I'm going to wait to refinance or I'm going to wait to buy that house until rates come down, making things a little more affordable, well, I think you're going to get your start right now. So if you need help with refinance or maybe qualifying or trying to pre-qualify to buy that first house, please check us out. My website is therateupdate.com. Who am I? What do I do? Well, my name is Dan Frio. I'm just a loan officer at ServBank. But the good news here, I'm federally licensed, so I'm licensed all over the country. So no matter where you live, I can help you. And we're also one of the country's largest mortgage brokers. So that means I'm set up with about 50 different lenders right now, as well as ServBank. So I can use ServBank's programs, and I can use 50 other banks' programs and rates to help you guys out when you're searching for that best rate to find and the best program to buy that first house, or if you're looking to refinance, you know, instead of shopping around to 100 different banks on your own, let us do all the heavy lifting for you. So that's my report for today, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic evening, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. We will have a live event tomorrow afternoon to explain to you guys who pays for realtors nowadays. So we're going to have special guests on tomorrow to explain that directly to you. So join us live and you can ask all your home buying questions at that time as well. Take care. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.